Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, after a win last Sunday, safe to say the ride home was a good one, and maybe a little more pep in the step this week in practice?
Yeah, I mean, the guys felt good about what they accomplished last weekend, and they played well all weekend, so they know that too. They know that obviously the result wasn't there on Friday, but the effort was, the execution was, and those things happen.
The sport can be cruel. You can play well and still lose. At what point does a team need to be rewarded, for lack of a better term?
Well, I mean, they need to be rewarded, for the lack of a better term. I mean, they just need to be rewarded by winning a game, and they were on Saturday.
You were quoted, I believe it was in the Pioneer, that Eric Martin, you were happy for him, said he's been our best player for the last couple of weeks. To me, is Eric Martin the epitome of what college sports is supposed to be? Just that gradual incline of your trajectory from the time you walk on campus until the time they leave?
Well, you hope so. I mean, you want guys to get better, but guys do get better a lot of times. But, you know, it's not necessarily all about goals and assists. I mean, guys get better in so many different situations. I mean, you know, it could be defensively. It could be physical. It could be a physical component. It could be playmaking, whatever. I mean, so guys just get better. Guys get better with experience, and it's good to see those guys with experience get rewarded, but still have that passion, too. Because sometimes, again, old doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be that same player you were the year before or 2 years before either. There's just no – hey, the one thing there is, there's no guarantee.
Mm-hmm. The hope is you go from, you know, point A to point B to point C, and you never regress. Everyone will regress at some point, you know, throughout their career in one situation or another. Isn't that the thing, though, that's cool about coaching is you work a guy through a situation where maybe he has regressed a little bit, and all of a sudden he takes off again?
Yeah, I call it – I don't want to really say regressing. I say level off. And sometimes, again, there's a lot of things that play into it, Schultz. And a lot of times they don't – you know, it could be that just that little bit of juice. I mean, we're all human, and as you get older, there's a lot of priorities in your life, and sometimes, again, you think that, you know, grinding it out for 60 minutes and Monday through Thursday and grinding it out for 60 minutes Friday and Saturday, you're doing it, but sometimes, again, all you got to do is just, you know, go from 65 to 55 to 50, you know, on the gas pedal, and that's, you know, that's leveling off a bit, and sometimes, you know, that happens, and it's up to us to address it and work on it, talk to them, and just go from there.
You know, everyone that comes to college, you know, they're one of their better players. You know, if they're a Minnesota kid, they're one of their better players in high school. They go to junior hockey, they're one of the better players on their team. They get to here, and they have a role to fill. You may not be a power play guy. You may not be a penalty kill guy right away. You eventually, they'll work into those situations. Ballpark, you know, what percentage of guys are guys that literally can go out there in every single situation? I mean, they're rare, aren't they?
Yeah, they are rare, and mostly at our place, because again, we're not getting first, second round draft picks, Schultz. It's just the way it is, and we're not. So our guys, you know, a lot of our guys have already went through adversity. I mean, they're really good players, but I mean, they're not to that, you know, sometimes that level, but it doesn't mean you can't win with those guys. As a matter of fact, you can win with those guys because, again, they have a lot of intangibles.
You said early on this year it was tough because you didn't get to play a lot of freshmen right away. Now you're playing freshmen in a lot of situations. Last week you had a couple of defensive injuries. All of a sudden you got to insert guys in. That's kind of how this is supposed to work, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it is. And that's the other thing we don't have. A lot of our freshmen, you just got to bide your time here. And, again, it's not a situation where Tom says you just got to sit there and wait because the upperclassmen get all the, you know, they're going to get the first crack at it. That's not it at all. But it just happens to work out that way a lot.
Having said that, how nice is it to get, Will Magnuson and Vinny back?
Yeah, it is nice. It's nice to get a little stability in your defensive core.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. We're going to take a deeper dive into Bob Daniels tomorrow night during Bucky's Legends, Tom. But he announced that he's going to step down after this year. Long time coach at Ferris, 33 years. Been in college hockey a long time. So have you. You know, you're going on 24, 25 here. You're 30 in college hockey. 30 is a big number, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Goes fast, though. It's like going through elementary school to middle school to high school. It goes quick.
Would you agree? I obviously haven't interacted with Bob at the level that you have, but every time that I've interacted with him, he's just a good dude, a good human being.
Absolutely. They don't make him any better than Bobby.
He's a darn good hockey coach. Is he a better human than a hockey coach even?
Well, I mean, they go hand in hand. He's a good guy, and he's a good coach, and it goes hand in hand.
There's so many similarities between Ferris and Bemidji State. You look at Bob Daniels, you look at Bob Peters, you look at the towns, they're very similar. There's so many things that tie these two schools together, aren't there?
Oh, for sure, for sure. And our conference, for that matter.
There was an article in the College Hockey News a couple of weeks back. Your brother was quoted in there. Several longtime coaches have either announced they're stepping down or have in the last couple of years. Your brother was quoted in that article as well. The game has changed a lot. Is the biggest thing right now for a coach who's been there for, you know, 15, 20, 25, 30 years of still being able to adapt and relate to a player?
I think that's BS. No. I mean, we're parents. We're people. I don't think it's relating to a player, whether you're 25, 30. I think actually we relate better to players. I think a lot of us. I've never not been in a locker room, Schultze. I've never not been in a locker room. I'm 60 years old. I've never not been in a locker room. So, no, I think we all can relate to players because, again, we're personable people. We're in this profession. I think it's the opposite sometimes. I actually think the young guys have a hard time relating to the young kids because, again, they think it's easy, but it's not. There's a lot that goes into it.
All right, how about on the ice? Obviously, the game has changed in your time here and Bob Daniels' time there of changing with how the game is played too.
It all depends on how you want to change the game. Sometimes, again, you got to modify how you coach. You got to.